64, Michael F. Good, northeast of U.S. Route 113, southwest of Betts Lane, being lot 18 within lands of John L. Betts Development, a variance from the minimal lot size requirement to place a manufactured home.
Mike Good, 24954 Betts Lane, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Kelly Good, 24954 Betts Lane, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
You swear testimony you're about to give to correct best knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, you can stay right here.
You stay right here.
Okay. We applied for a variance to the property because the property falls just shy of the 3/4 acre required to put a manufactured home on. When we originally bid on the property, we had it written into the contract that it was contingent on us being allowed to put a manufactured home on there, because I know there's some restrictions in certain areas, and we were assured by the selling agent that there was no restrictions, that we were okay with that type of house. So we went ahead with purchasing the property, sold our house in Pennsylvania, and applied for and received a permit for the well and septic, registered our children in the Georgetown School District, and then we found out the day after we paid for the house in full that the permit was denied because we were at 30,000 square feet instead of the required 32,000 and change. So that's why we filed the application.
Who did you purchase the home from?
Manufactured Housing Concepts.
Are there any further questions from members of the board?
No, sir.
The manufacturing housing did you talk to them about this problem?
Yes. They informed me, actually.
They informed you?
Yeah, because they applied for the permit. We actually received the permit. We were granted a permit, and then the next day they called and said it was found to be too small, so.
Did they offer you a refund?
No.
No.
They told me to file for the variance will be my best course of action.
Dawn, why wouldn't the county pick up on this, that they issued the permit?
Probably an error, because normally they catch it.
Got it when they put it in.
There's a little note here.
She is going to the trailer. She called it.
If I understand, I guess you've just called. I mean, it was issued. It shouldn't have been issued. They usually catch it. It was called, but called after the fact.
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions?
That was in the same day.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two.
I have one letter.
We have two people here in favor and one letter in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I don't see where it was created by the applicant and that the county should have picked up on the fact that it was less than 3/4 acre when they issued the permit. So therefore, it makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property in this particular case. And I don't see where it alters the central character of the neighborhood. And I think it's a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9,664 and refund the application fee because of county error.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9,664 and that the fee, the application be refunded. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.